Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 33 of Syncing with ServiceNow. I'm your host, Andy Weissett. I've got Mike Sabia from Zintegra and Eddie McDonald from Zintegra on. It's April 22nd, 2024. I'll hit the guys with the commercial real quick, or the listeners with the commercial. Guys, if you're working with ServiceNow and you want to get more out of the platform, you're not getting what you expected to get out of the platform, you feel like your partner's not adding the value, or even ServiceNow, because it's a lot to do. Nobody can do it by themselves. That's why we're here. That's why we do this podcast proactively. That's why we try to get in front of these conversations. And, you know, I think we're the right people to help a lot of people, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people doing some, you know, unique things like this podcast. And I think we're probably 30, going to be like 40 customers going to ServiceNow. It looks like a knowledge here in a couple of weeks. So super proud of that. Eddie, we'll start with you this time. How's it going?
It's going really well. And I'm super excited about today's topic because this is my sweet spot. This is okay. Where I live and breathe.
All right. So Mike, you're gonna take that? You're gonna let Eddie steal the show?
I'm always supporting Eddie stealing the show. He's great.
All right. That makes it easy. All right. Let me share my screen here so you guys can see what I'm talking about and highlighting. The blog for today, we are borrowing from the ServiceNow website, is IDC MarketScape. I'm not even sure what IDC MarketScape is. You guys can explain it. Named ServiceNow a leader in SPM, strategic portfolio management, and value stream management. Let's kind of jump in here. Mike, do you want to just kind of, you know what, Eddie? You're the subject matter expert, I think, for today. We'll see, right? We'll challenge you on that. First of all, what is IDC MarketScape all about? Oh, by the way, this blog is from, oh man, Yoav Boaz from March 19th of this year. Eddie, what is IDC Marketplace to begin with?
It's just another magic quadrant type of ranking system out there. There's a bunch of them out there. This just happens to be IDC. So it's just they look at all the functionality, the different platforms and the benefits and the cost and all of that and market share, then they kind of quantify, you know, who's the best. And ServiceNow is generally the top quadrant in all of these type of assessments.
Yeah, so you can see them up in the upper right-hand corner. Yoav probably did what I would do, which was maybe take a screenshot of the image that he wanted to post up here. So in the blog, and when I zoom in, it doesn't really come in real good, but it's ServiceNow, OpenText. What are the other ones up there with them? SAP's close.
Yeah, I can't really read that.
We'll figure that out a little more as we do this. Okay, so the introduction announces ServiceNow is a leader in the IDC MarketScape, so this magic quadrant, regarding worldwide strategic portfolio management is in there, and value stream management is. Eddie, define in layman's terms what strategic portfolio management is.
You know, ServiceNow is exceptional at naming things. That's what they're really good at. And the name really says it all. Strategic portfolio management. We all have projects. We all have initiatives. And these can get piled in. There can be a lot. So what we need to do is understand, where's the business value for these projects or initiatives? What's the cost? What's the timeline? What resources do we need? What is going to be the ultimate impact? You know, what's the valid business case? So to manage this backlog of projects or initiatives, ServiceNow has a very clear path through them, through ideation and demand management into projects and all of that. And we use SPM internally to run our ServiceNow project. So we're very familiar with this, but at its core, it helps you strategically manage the projects or initiatives that are in your queue that best serve your business.
So every time, go ahead, Mike. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, part of strategic portfolio management, you know, project portfolio management fits within that, managing an individual project. But when you have the ideation, you have the demands, you're trying to figure out, hey, what do we want to accomplish? And you do those business cases to say, hey, this is how much it's going to cost. This is how long it's going to take. And this is the value of project. Then your C-levels can look at that and say, hey, well, this is great. Which one's going to be the quickest? Which one fits within our budget for this year? And they can choose that and prioritize the appropriate ones. That's where the strategic comes into play.
So, Mike, every time I hear SPM, I hear project management. What other things do you do with SPM beyond project management?
Well, you know, any well, let me start with project management. With project, it's managing the project, you know, what resources come into play. And you can start that before it becomes a project. When it's still a demand, you could say, hey, this is how much it would take. This is how many people, this is how much time, dollars, and so forth. And then that can roll up into the project so you can get a sense of what's necessary. Strategic portfolio management really takes it at that next level. Some of the things that we were just discussing, you know, the relative comparison. You talk about, you know, what is the cost, what's the duration, but then what's the value? And they, and just like with IDC, where they have a quadrant, you have a quadrant in strategic portfolio management where you'd see, you know, the time to value, whether it is high value, low value, the risk associated with that, in order to understand, you know, where you want to go strategically with your organization.
At what point do you start to measure and monitor the value you're getting out of these things? Is it here in SPM or is it this other piece or value
stream? That's where you start getting into value stream management. So with value stream management, you are looking at all of the aspects of that project. So you start talking about, hey, you know, what are the KPIs that we're going to manage? You know, we want to talk about how long it takes for us to do training, how long it does takes us to do this or that. And if you can start benchmarking them and using some of the benchmarking tools that ServiceNow provides, you're able to make value decisions. Yeah. What's the value of the project to the organization?
So I bet most companies think they have some kind of handle on project management and what falls under the SPM bucket. But I would hope most would admit they have no real understanding of the value of what they own in terms of portfolio. I would have to assume most people don't feel like they have a handle on that. At least I've not seen much of it.
You know, the interesting piece around both of these is what it doesn't do is it doesn't take in politics. It doesn't take in squeaky wheels, loud voices. It is purely what is the business case. And that is why I love it. I have been involved in so many very large organizations implementing the wrong thing because the wrong voices are the loudest. Mm-hmm. So this removes that.
That's really important, no doubt. All right. So the first, after the intro here, the first breakout section says visibility for decision-making confidence. Eddie, I think that's kind of what you were just talking about. Can you kind of summarize, you know, what this section of the blog is saying?
Sure. I mean, if you skip down to the bullet points, I mean, fund what matters most. You know, what, as Mike was saying, we need to prioritize on a number of different metrics. What are the costs? How long is it going to take? The resources, are they external or internal resources? So we want to fund what's going to matter the most to our business. Maybe that's the most expensive project. Maybe it's not. But it's going to give us that visibility. And then, you know, build a roadmap to guide these investments. What are we going to do in which order to build upon them each other? We get, again, ServiceNow is all about communication. That's its thing. We break down those silos. We can openly see between teams what's happening and the order that we're going to do those. The decision-making confidence is all, as Mike said, it's all about the strategy part.
So, Mike, it jumps into things like process mining and benchmarks and generative AI. Where do those pop out in this?
Well, so when you're looking, you know, a little more abstractly at an organization, you might say, hey, this tool could make this better. That's awesome. But there might be another thing that is even worse. And sometimes you need to build that up first. And because it maybe the solution isn't perfect, but it's going to have that much of a greater impact. And so when you're looking at the consistent interface for your employees, you know, if people are happy with the tools, then they're going to be happy to work with you. If they're frustrated with the tools, I've been in situations where I've left the company because I hated the tools and I felt I wasn't enabled. So you're not just looking at, hey, what the KPI of, you know, the timeline, but it's also, hey, let's make sure we have a great experience for our users. What's, you know, how do products interface with each other? Is it a consistent interface? You know, what's the workflow, the integration, the scalability? And when you start talking about those aspects, then you can have a whole view of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I like to kind of measure myself. What did I get done at the end of the week? And you definitely don't want the tools to be a prohibitor. You want it to be an enabler. And that's where ServiceNow seems to be the answer. All right, next section says value delivery and compliance at scale. Eddie, what are they trying to cover here?
So the compliance part is the important part of here. So we all know that ServiceNow is built ITIL compliant out of the box, but there's also a number of other compliance pieces here. So the, you know, ServiceNow has their own implementation framework called SAFe. It's called ServiceNow Adaptive Implementation Framework. So if we're doing multiple projects over a large group of folks, we need to make sure that things are happening that are all compliant. We're following best practice. We're managing our risk, you know, if we're making changes. So the compliance part and the visibility is, I think, the really big takeaway from this section.
So Mike, when they say at scale, does that, I mean, there's things that can do this, but.
Right. Well, one thing you want to, I absolutely wanted to point out in this podcast is that, you know, there's a lot of point solutions out there for project management. But the beauty that ServiceNow has is it has that single pane of glass across the whole thing. If you have a project and you have a resource you need to schedule, but that resource is supporting operations, you can see what their availability is. If you have a project and you need to schedule a change, you schedule the change within ServiceNow. You have that at scale within the product.
And that's becoming more and more valuable across enterprises of all sizes. Mm-hmm. And I think they're starting to realize it. That's why, you know, ServiceNow as a platform is winning out over individual products. It might be great at their product, but where does that come in as far as you scale it across the environment? Well, that means a lot of point solutions.
Yep.
Eddie, they wrap it up with innovation, innovating for the future. What are they trying to say?
You know, the Gen AI piece is always part of the conversation here. And, you know, as a very basic example, you know, we have predictive AI, which looks at what happened in the past to predict what will happen in the future. The generative AI is looking at what's happening now. And as a great example, since we're talking about project, you might have an engagement manager that is keeping a bunch of different notes. And the Gen AI can compile those notes for you in a very clear, succinct way. It can also create status reports for your customers to see, internal or external. So the Gen AI pieces across the ServiceNow platform, are really exceptional, but these are billable resources. And if we can leverage Gen AI to save those resources, it's good for the company, it's good for the customers.
Yeah. Mike, thoughts on this?
Exactly, and that can touch any aspects. You know, we've talked previously about customer service management, how you can have Gen AI summarize a ticket. So if somebody, you know, just gets added a ticket, rather than having to read all the notes, you have a summarization of the ticket. If we are one portion of SPM, PPM is agile development, which they mentioned in this article. And if you can use a generative AI to assist in creation of your stories, if you can have Gen AI, you know, summarize what you're going to accomplish, or maybe create some intelligent acceptance criteria or test scripts, that is part of SPM that enables the customer to have a great experience.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, how much of this type of stuff do you expect to see at Knowledge in 2 weeks?
A lot. I mean, ServiceNow is focused, you know, they're going, jumping into a lake with all their clothes on for Gen AI. And I expect to hear quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be such a big topic if it wasn't good for the customers and good for our customers' customers. You know, there's value in this. I mean, but there was value before Gen AI. Now it's really just turbocharged.
Yeah. Yeah, that this data, this platform, this the portfolio of this, the platform brings, yeah, plus the data, is just going to enable all the value of this thing to exponentially make more sense. Again, as customers scale the platform across their different departments, not just the origin that we started here with IT.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely. Well,
sorry, Eddie. Yeah, absolutely. Good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time today. And I look forward to talking to you between now and Knowledge. And then we'll do probably some post-Knowledge discussion like this. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.